Hello friends and devotees. Welcome back to our next podcast session organized by Vivekananda Cultural Center, Ramakrishna Math, Chennai. I am Tirthankar Mitra and I have with me Dr. Ruchira Mitra.
Namaste. Nice to get you back to our joint session on the parables of Sri Ramakrishna.
This week, an auspicious occasion is being celebrated by the Hindus. Do you know what is that? It is the holy Guru Purnima, the birth tithi of Maharshi Vyasa, the great teacher. Let us offer our pranam to him before we start.
Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwarah, Guru Reva Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
We thought today we will discuss the role of Guru in our life through Sri Ramakrishna's parable, the goat tiger. I heard that the story is there in our scripture. Is it so?
Yes. This tale about a tiger and the goats is from the Akhayaka section of Sankhya Darshan. This is an apt story to explain the role of Guru, who makes you know your Divine Self. You know, Swami Vivekananda heard this fable from Sri Ramakrishna and used this story with slight changes to explain the role of Guru in America. He named this story Hari the Lion, a delightful and thoroughly American version about the lion who thinks he is a lamb.
I heard this. What was the occasion?
Swamiji told this story on various occasions in America, whenever he wanted to arouse the inner strength of man. He once spoke about the Christian doctrine of sin and said, "Shall we advise men to kneel down and cry, 'Oh miserable sinner that I am?' No, rather let us remind them of their divine nature. If the room is dark, do you go about striking your breast and crying, 'It is dark, it is dark'? No, the only way to get in light is to strike a light and then the darkness goes. The only way is to strike the spiritual light within you and then the darkness of impurity and sin will flee away. Think of your higher self, not of your lower." And he told the story of Hari the Lion to show that like the lion in the story, we don't know our true nature, that we are not sinners, we are divine.
Indeed, a very powerful message. My hairs stand on their ends when I read Swamiji's words. He inspired people to know the power and knowledge inherent in them and how to manifest them in every day through self-confidence. So, let us hear that story from you.
Okay. I'll tell as Sri Ramakrishna told the story. One day, a tigress attacked a herd of goats. Seeing it from a distance, a hunter shot the tigress. The tigress was pregnant and ready to deliver. When she was shot by the hunter, she gave birth to a cub and died. The beautiful little cub was helpless. The mother goat took pity on this creature and started feeding it with its own milk.
How nice! What happened to the cub then?
At first it nursed on goat's milk. Then this tiger cub began to grow up along with the goats. When it grew up a little, it began eating grass. As he saw, the goats ate grass. They bleated, so the tiger cub also began to bleat like the goats. In due course, it grew into a big tiger, but it still ate grass and bleated bah, bah, like them. If any animal attacked, it would run away like the goats. In due course, it grew up to a bleating, grass-eating tiger.
See now, how funny. This is what happens when we grow in a different surrounding which is not natural to us. We follow what we see around us. This happens with us all through our lives. Okay, please continue with the rest of the story.
One day, another tiger attacked the flock of goats. The attacking tiger was astonished, as he had never seen a tiger eating grass or bleating. Moreover, now it started running away with the goats out of fear when it saw the tiger. So, leaving aside the goats, the attacking tiger ran toward the grown-up tiger cub and caught hold of it in its paws. The cub began to bleat and cry and tried to run away.
Oh, poor thing. The attacking tiger is like a villain.
The wild tiger dragged it to the edge of a pond nearby. It showed the reflection of the cub in water and said, "Look at your face in the water. See, your face is just like mine, pot-faced. Look in the water and see that your body is just like mine. We are the same creature. You are also a tiger. Why do you eat grass and bleat?" The cub was shivering in fear. The attacking tiger gave the cub confidence and said, "Look how I am eating meat. You eat it too." Saying this, it forced the meat into the mouth of the grass-eating tiger. At first, the grass-eating tiger absolutely refused to eat it. But after a while, getting its taste, it began to eat the meat. You see, eating meat is in the genes of the tiger. It is its true nature.
Now the cub gets its lesson that it is not a goat but a mighty tiger. What a strong lesson it received. This is how some incident also changes the course of our life. Please continue with the story.
The wild tiger said to it, "You were living with goats and eating grass like a goat. Shame on you." The grass-eating tiger felt very ashamed. The big tiger said, "You were in a state of forgetfulness. Now you will be able to know yourself. Right now, accompany me to the forest." Thus, the attacking tiger made the younger one realize its true nature and power. It acted, though like a villain, as you said, but showed its real nature.
I think this eating grass and tiger and other things have deep meaning. Can you explain them?
These apparently simple words surely have deep meanings. Sri Ramakrishna himself explained all these words. So, I will repeat his explanations. First, eating grass. That is, living in the midst of lust and greed, or in common family, or in worldly life. Second, bleating like a goat and running away. It is the conduct of ordinary human beings. Third, to go away with the tiger means to take refuge in the guru who awakens spiritual consciousness and to know that the guru alone is his own, his only near and dear one. Fourth, to see own face means to recognize his own real self.
This is a marvelous parable. We can say the attacking tiger played the role of guru for the young one. A guru teaches us our nature, which is spiritual, like the big tiger made the younger one realize its true nature. Isn't it so?
Oh yes. Sri Ramakrishna said, "Some think that they will never gain jnana or bhakti, that they are bound souls. But when the grace of the Guru dawns, there is no fear. The Guru makes you understand who you are, what your real nature is." In this way, Sri Ramakrishna granted fearlessness to the devotees. Also, Sri Ramakrishna repeatedly said that Satchidananda, God, is the Guru. God comes as Guru to impart our spiritual lesson. God in the form of Guru makes us realize ourselves. So, we should not consider spiritual Guru as ordinary human being. We should consider the Guru as God only. This is the true Hindu tradition. So, we worship Guru as God.
Let us offer our salutation to our Guru and pray that we all may be successful in realizing ourselves. Now let us all chant Guru Pranam Mantra before we end.
Akhanda Mangalakaram Vyaptam Yena Characharam Tat Padam Darshitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Agnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Hope you liked the story today and understood the importance of Guru. Please do give your feedback to Vivekananda Cultural Center, Ramakrishna Math, Chennai. Hope to meet you soon.
Jai Shri Guru Maharaj Ji Ki Jai.